leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a sun-splashed Sunday afternoon. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Red Sox wrapping up their series here today. Delmarva looking to avoid what would be their first ever series sweep here under the new format of six-game sets. Salem has taken the first five. Last night, it was an 11-inning thriller between the Birds and the Sox. Salem came out on the right end of it, 5-4. Shorebirds battled the entire game. They took their first lead the entire week in the fifth inning. Daryl Hernandez, a two-run homer, his sixth of the season, which equals his entire output from all of last year. Salem grabbed the lead back, though, in the top of the seventh, 4-3. RBI double for Eduardo Lopez. Birds tied it in the bottom of the seventh. Isaac De Leon with a bases-loaded walk to tie it up at 4-all. We stayed at that 4-all score all the way into the 10th. Salem loaded the bases in the top of the 10th, but Preston Price pitched out of the jam, sent the game into the bottom half. Still tied at 4. Shorebirds a chance to win it. Had a runner at third with one out, but failed to bring him home. That was the theme for the Shorebirds. Over the course of the extra innings, Michel Desone hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the 10th. In the 11th, took Salem just two pitches to play to run. Automatic runner out at second. Phillip Sykes a fly out. And then Edinson Paul moving the automatic runner all the way home. Shorebirds put the tying run at third with nobody out in the bottom of the 11th. But three straight outs, a pop fly to right, strikeout, a hit batter, and then a pop-up ended the ball game, with the Shorebirds leaving both the tying and winning runs on base. With the loss, the Shorebirds fell to 9-23 on the season. They are 10.5 games back of Northern Division leading Fredericksburg Nationals, who will actually be the Birds' next opponent come Tuesday. Salem now 17-15, 2.5 games back Fredericksburg. They are on a 6-game winning streak. The Shorebirds are on a 6-game losing streak and have lost 10 in a row here at Purdue Stadium. One of the names you heard me mention during the recap of last night's game was Preston Price. Preston with basically a career-best outing. He threw three scoreless innings. That tense moment in the 10th, after he got hit by a line drive, no less, was able to pitch out of the frame, and it was the most electric this ballpark had felt all season long. So I had a chance to talk to Preston prior to today's game. Unfortunately, on an error on my part, part of the end of the interview got cut off. So unfortunately, we're missing about the final 30 seconds of the interview. But don't worry, we still have the first 4 minutes of it to catch up on. So I'll stop talking. I'll let Preston take over. Here's Preston Price, Shorebirds reliever here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds reliever Preston Price. And Preston, you spearheaded a relief effort last night that was really solid. It pushed the game into extras against Salem. You guys ended up losing 5-4, but you came on in the eighth inning, got through some 1-2-3 frames in the eighth and ninth, and then the 10th, you get drilled in the leg with a line drive and then bear down, and in probably one of the most electric moments we've had this season, strand the bases loaded. After the ball hit you in the leg, first off, how were you feeling? And B, how did you then try to calm down and be like, okay, I got to get outs now?
I know where the ball was. The reaction time was very short. The ball was hit pretty well, so I felt something hit my leg, and then look over, and the ball's over by De Leon at third, and I guess had to get over and cover the bag. There was a little bit of pain, but I got through it. It was fine, and just couldn't let that stop me or slow me down because, I mean, you kind of need your legs to pitch, but it felt all right after that. It was okay.
And I don't know if it's ever happened to you before. Do you remember any other line drives coming? Are there any memorable line drives that come back at you on the mound?
Yeah, so it was actually travel ball. This thing has haunted me ever since. It was actually a slow chopper, and it looked like it was 105 off the bat, but I think it hopped twice, and it bounced right off my shin, and it kicked over to the first base dugout, and that one sucked. So yeah, I've had a little bit of a fear of comebackers, but I mean, when you have no reaction time, it's kind of nice. Just, it's over with. You don't have to worry about catching it now, so just get the ball over.
Was the chopper more painful or embarrassing?
It was embarrassing because I thought it was so much harder than it was, so I was reacting like it was going to be right up on me, and I kept waving my glove, but it just went right under and bounced off my shin.
Okay, well, I mean, at least you kept it in front. You got that going for you.
Yeah, no, I kept it in front, but I think I left my shin behind, so that was nice.
So after you got hit by the line drive, you managed to get out of that inning, stranded the bases loaded, you had the automatic runner out at second, and the strikeout, it ended that frame. Back-to-back batters from a full count where, you know, you're trying to keep the ball game tied. What's the thought process when you think you got to throw a strike, but you want a quality one there?
I think it's just trusting the catcher, Monty Cohn, called a great game last night. I was trusting everything that he called. I think just being in the moment and just not letting the crowd and the noise get in my head. It's just be with the catcher and just continue to pound the zone.
After you got that strikeout, I saw Monty Cohn had a huge fist bump. You were a little bit more reserved on the mound. Is that your typical go-to, or have you unleashed a big fist pump or a yell before?
There's been a couple yells, or the one last night. But last night, it was just, I didn't feel like I was going to be coming out, so I didn't want to use all my energy on the celebration. So, I mean, I just tried to save it as much. But, yeah, no, I definitely saw Monty Cohn. He was fired up about that, and that's what fires me up when I see my teammates that like respond like that.
The last time we talked, we were talking about some of the mechanical things that you were working on with pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, and since then you've continued to throw really well. I know that the results aren't the end-all be-all when you're working on mechanical stuff, but that's got to be a nice feeling that, you know, you see the results immediately out there. Whether or not you want to attribute it to the mechanical changes is one thing, but I imagine in your head that, you know, that's a nice step forward.
It definitely is. Working with Joe and Colin constantly, those guys know a lot of theirs. They know a lot. So they've helped me with, like, how we talked about the mechanical and all that stuff. But ultimately, it's just Joe and I had a meeting, and we were just talking about just being myself on the mound and not letting the whole mechanical portion really be my...
To finish up Preston's answer, because unfortunately the rest of the interview cut out there, I can basically see what Preston said was, although they're working on mechanics... They are just trying, and Preston, obviously more specifically here, is trying to just figure out who he is on the mound and tap into that. Let that be who he is, not overthinking the mechanics too much, work on that in the side sessions, and then when it comes time to pitch in game, let whoever he is as a pitcher take over. And he said just being confident in that and knowing that that can and will work is the key to his success. Again, thanks to Preston Price for giving us the time here today. We'll go ahead, take a short break, and on the other side, hit you with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. This is Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
On the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, time for the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First, with the Salem Red Sox and their manager Luke Montz. Edinson Paulino leads it off. He is out at second. Brainer Bonacci, the DH, bats second. Marcelo Meyer back in the lineup. He'll bookend this series with starts on Tuesday and Sunday. Plays shortstop today for the Red Sox. Tyler Miller, the third baseman, is the cleanup man. Blaze Jordan at first base, bats fifth. Eduardo Lopez, the center fielder, bats sixth. Carson Simmons, he'll bat 7th out in right field. Jose Garcia, the catcher, hits 8th. Phillip Sykes, the left fielder, bats 9th. For Wickelman Gonzalez on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, making his second start of the week. He is 1-1 with a 2.29 ERA. He threw 3 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball back on Tuesday. His pitch count ran up pretty high as he had some trouble with the walks, but managed to help contribute to a four-pitcher shutout back on Tuesday for Salem. Flip side for the Shorebirds, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. It's Luis Valdez to lead it off. He is the second baseman. Noel Burt Romero, the third baseman, bats second. Daryl Hernandez, the shortstop, hits third. Cleanup man is Isaac Bologna. He's out in right. Davis Tavares, the DH, bats fifth. Trenton Craig in center field, bats sixth. Brian Higgins, left fielder, he'll bat seventh. Josue Cruz, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Creed Willems does the catching for Juan de los Santos on the hill for Delmarva. De los Santos matching up again with Gonzalez here on Sunday. Juan, 1-3 with a 1.67 ERA on the season, has been the Shorebirds' best and most consistent starter this season, just game in and game out. For De Los, he has been steady as they come, hasn't allowed over the course of the campaign more than one earned run in any start. He has only one scoreless start. That was five shutout innings against Lynchburg back on the 16th. And other than that, he's only ever allowed one earned per game. Let's see if he can keep it up here in a two-start week after pitching back on Tuesday morning. This is actually the third straight day game that De Los will be pitching, and he pitched last Wednesday, or two Wednesdays ago now, against Columbia for a 12:05 start. Pitched this past Tuesday at 11:05, and now here today at 2:05. So maybe the Braves rocking real well. Maybe he's solar powered. That's what gets him going. Matched up against Wickelman Gonzalez. Shorebirds have seen a good deal of Gonzalez here over the past 9 months or so. He pitched a couple of times for Salem at the end of last year against Delmarva, two teams that played 30 times last year, including two of the final five series of the year last season. So Shorebirds have certainly seen a good deal of the Red Sox, this being the first matchup with them here this year. Manager's meeting was just about to wrap up, but Luke Montz is staying at the plate and asking about something with our home plate umpires here. Shorebirds are out of the dugout. They're going to take the field, and that means it's time for the national anthem, so we'll step aside, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch here from Purdue Stadium. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's time for Shorebirds Baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Delmarva and Salem wrapping up their six-game series. Salem has taken the first five. They go for the sweep here on Sunday. Juan de los Santos stands in their way to try to snap the Shorebirds' six-game losing streak. De los on the hill for Delmarva, and this is the defense that lines up behind them to start out. For manager Felipe Rojas Jr. It's Ryan Higgins in left, Trenton Craig in center, Isaac Bologna in right. Noelbert Romero is at third, Daryl Hernandez at short, Luis Valdez at second, Josue Cruz at first, and Creed Willems does the catching for De Los Santos. Juan making his seventh start of the season. Pitched back on Tuesday against Salem. He went a career-long six innings, struck out a season-high seven, allowed just one run on three hits, one walk, And the only hit he allowed, or rather only run he allowed, came off the bat of the man leading it off today for Salem, Edinson Paulino. He homered off of De Los Santos in the third inning back on Tuesday, a solo shot out to right. Juan now 1-3 with a 1.67 ERA on the season, 6'3", 250 pounds. 19 years old. For just 10 more days, he'll turn 20 here on the 25th this month out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Shorebirds rocking their alternate black jerseys here today. Deerbird logo on the left chest, orange piping up the front, orange numbers on the back. Salem in the navy blue here on Sunday afternoon. De Los Santos into the wind in his first pitch of the game, on just a minute late at 2:06 for first pitch. De Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber, full wind up the 1-0, and Paulino takes just outside for ball two. De Los's fastball just a couple of ticks down here to start out on Sunday afternoon. 90 miles an hour the first two pitches. 2-0. Fastball again at 90, misses just outside for ball three, and Paulino hasn't seen a strike yet in the box. Paulino hitting 268 on the season. 3-0 pitch. Fastball down the middle, 3-1. 816 OPS, 2 homers, 17 driven in. He's also got 10 doubles and 5 triples. Wind up in the 3-1. Swung on and fouled back off the catcher Willems, and the count's full. De Los Santos has now gone 4 straight starts here to start this season, or here over his past 4 starts, he's allowed just 1 earned per start. Like we said, he threw 5 shutout against Lynchburg back on the 16th of April. Prior to that, allowed just 1 earned to Fredericksburg in 3 2/3. 3-2. Fastball called strike 3. Inside corner, Paulino can't believe it. Arcs his bat over his head. He tries to make sense of that call, but De Los Santos battles back from 3-0 down to punch him out for the first out of the game. And that is a step in the right direction, considering Paulino in three out of the past 4 games had started off the contest with a base hit. Brings up Rainer Bonacci, swings at the first pitch, grounds it up in the middle. Hernandez gliding up the middle, has to kick off his glove and into shallow right center. Bonacci around first, he'll stick up there. That'll be a base hit for Bonacci. Hernandez ranging far up the middle. Looked like he had it flagged down, but then we had to get rid of it quickly. Couldn't get the transfer, or tried to go for the transfer before even having the ball. So a man at first and 1 out for Marcelo Meyer, the first we've seen of him since back on Tuesday. Just his second start of the week dealing with a sore wrist. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball down and in for ball one. Pick by the Red Sox in last year's draft. Playing in his 15th game, hitting .328 with an .863 OPS. Man at first, 1 out, or scoreless in the first. The pitch. Meyer laces one deep down the right field line. That'll fall in for a base hit and go to the corner. Racing around second, heading for third, Bonacci. And it'll hold up there as Meyer into second with a laser of a double into the right field corner. There were some questions about Meyer after Tuesday's game, how his wrist was feeling, because the bat speed looked considerably slower compared to what many had seen at the start of the year or even back to his prep days, but he looks A-OK there. That baseball was stung. So Salem threatening, men at second and third and 1 out for Tyler Miller. Left-handed batter, started the scoring in the first yesterday with an RBI single. He swings at the first pitch and misses. Foul tip held on to by Willems for strike one. Third baseman Romero plays even with the bag. Rest of the infield is back. De Los Santos, letter high set, the 0-1. And Miller swings and misses. There's the velo from De Los. 95 up and away, it's 0-2. De Los, just fastball, breaking ball, changeup. He lists it as a curveball. Comes out kind of slurvy, though. Differ, basically, each time he throws it. 0-2. Fastball just off the inside corner. 96, can't find the edge. Miller with his base hit in the first inning yesterday, snapped an 0-for-25 skid, now hitting .184 with a .582 OPS. Men at second and third, 1 out in the first. De Los Santos cranks and fires. And Miller pops it up right in front of the plate. Catcher Willems off with the mask and makes the catch in fair territory about 10 feet up the third base line for the second out of the inning. So two on and two out now for Blaze Jort. Blaze sat out last night's game. Last played on the 13th, had two hits, was 2 for 5. Now on a 12-game hitting streak, he is dominated Shorebird's pitching this week with a slew of multi-hit games. First offering. Fastball outside corner for strike one. It took De Los about 10 pitches to get fully warmed up for this one. Came out throwing 90, now up to 95. Panacci at third, Meyer at second, two outs, top one. Salem has scored first in every game this series. 0-1. Jordan hits it out of play, right field side, and it's 0-2. Blaze, with his performance this week, has seen his average now climb up to 252, 689 OPS, two homers, 14 driven in. Got five extra base hits on the week, four doubles and a homer. De Los Santos ready. Down the hill, the 0-2. Fastball just a shade high, falling two strikes. Jordan was the third-round pick by the Red Sox back in 2020. We've said a couple of times, had many a comparison to the Orioles' own pick of Kobe Mayo. They selected in the fourth round that year. 1-2 on Jordan, right on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball fouled back and out of play. 1-2. Jordan, lime green tape on his bat. Pretty good contrast in the navy jersey. Natural green all the way through. 1-2. Down and away, gets by Willems. Breaking from third, here comes Bonacci, and he comes home to score on the wild pitch. It's the fastball yanked down and away by De Los Santos. Bonacci scores, Meyer goes to third. And Salem scores first for the sixth straight game. It's on a bit more of a hot and humid day here today. Still going with the long sleeves. It's 79 here in the first inning. Not many clouds overhead either. Bright sunshine. 2-2. Breaking ball outside and the count's full. Far cry from the weather that we had felt first couple days of the series. It's just gorgeous here at the ballpark today. Nothing but sunshine. 3-2 on Jordan. Meyer at third, 2 outs in the first, 1 run home. The pitch. And Jordan, a hot smash on the ground to second, right at Valdez. Gobbles it up, throws to first, retires Jordan. Ends the inning, stranding Meyer at third. But Salem does get one, though. Wild pitch scores Bonacci from third. And we're on to the bottom of the first. It's Salem 1, Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
New things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first, Shorebirds in the early hole, trailing 1-0 to the Red Sox. Wickelman Gonzalez on the hill for Salem, making his second start of the week. Greeted by Luis Valdez, switch hitter bats from the left side to lead it off. Gonzalez, the righty, into his wind, and his first pitch is chopped down the first baseline behind the bag. The first baseman, Jordan, gloves it, takes it to the bag himself for the first out here in the first. So Valdez done away with on just one pitch, and Gonzalez's afternoon is off and running. Wickelman making his seventh start of the season. He's 1-1 with a 2.29 ERA, 6 feet tall, 167 pounds. Into his wind, his first pitch to Nualbert Romero. This is down and away for ball one. pitch. Romero swings and pops it up. Out of play, third base side, 1-1. Gonzalez in 19 and two-thirds innings. Strikeout numbers good, 26. Walk numbers not so good. Issued 15 free passes, 13 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. The 1-1. Fastball just off the outer edge at 94, 2-1. Gonzalez out of Maracay, Venezuela, up against Romero out of Caracas himself, 2-1. Romero stings it into center. On comes Lopez, has to play it on a hop. And Nualbert Romero with a line drive single to center is aboard with one away here in the first. Good sign for Nualbert there after he went hitless last night, was 0-5. Squared up that heater up and away. And he's at first now for Darryl Hernandez. Hernandez, the catalyst of the offense last night. Finished 2-for-4 with 3 driven in. Swings at the first pitch and skies it to center. Chases Lopez back away center. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Back to first goes Romero. And just 6 pitches into the first, Gonzalez has 2 outs. Maloney was not a part of the lineup last night for the Shorebirds. Got the night off. Last played on Friday night, went 0-for-4. Hitting 225 on the season now. 728 OPS. Gonzalez from the stretch with nobody on his pitch. And Bologna swings and drills it to straightaway center. Lopez going back, still going back. It's over his head and one hops off the wall. Romero getting the wave around third. Bologna on his way to third. The throw goes to third. Bologna is out. Did Romero score first? He did. Barely, Romero scores as Bologna gets thrown out at third, trying to extend it into a triple. And the game is tied at one as we go to the second. Isaac Bologna with an RBI double. And we're not in at one on our way to the second here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side.
Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
With America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second, even at one between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Eduardo Lopez leads it off for Salem. Juan de los Santos into his wind, and his first pitch Here are the seconds, a curveball down and away for ball one. Salem scores a run on a wild pitch in the first. Shorebirds tie it on Isaac Bologna, RBI double, a 1-0. Lopez takes outside for ball two. Bologna was thrown out at third, trying to extend it into a triple, and thanks to Noelbert Romero hustling all the way around from first on the play. 2-0. Lopez swings and skies one out of play, right field side. 2-1. Romero was able to score before Bologna was tagged out at third to end the inning. And there's a good chance, 2-1. Lopez fouls it straight back, 2-2. There's a good chance that, given that there was not going to be a play at the plate, that Romero could have just glided on into home, toned it down a little, but he hustled all the way in. And because of that, he was able to score before the final out was made. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away, and the count's full. So his hustle ties the game at 1. Lopez leads us off here in the second, hitting 254, 789 OPS. Switch hitter bats left, the pitch. Fastball inside, ball 4, and De Los Santos walks his first of the game. So leadoff free pass here in the second. Talos has had pretty good control of late. Past 3 starts, no walks, 3, and then 1. Tends to be either end of the spectrum for him. Either he's able to keep it to 0 or 1, or he ends up walking 3. Nowhere in between. And at first for Carson Simmons, the right fielder today. Right-handed batter, first pay for ball 1. Simmons has played second base the past couple of nights, hitting 224, 587 OPS. We mentioned in last night's game, Simmons, the son of Bill Simmons, who's currently the pitching coach of the AAA Oklahoma City Dodgers. 1-0 fastball, misses up and in for ball 2. Well, Carson actually has a brother as well, Cole. And Cole was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Chicago White Sox out of San Diego State last year. And is actually also in the South Atlantic, or Carolina League. 2-0, fastball down the middle, 2-1. Every now and again I'll slip in the South Atlantic instead of the Carolina League. I'll get over it eventually. But anyways, Cole pitches for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1. Fastball, same spot. Simmons can't pull the trigger. It's 2-2. And Salem and Kannapolis meet up in July. So should both still be with their respective clubs, there's a chance that they face off against each other at the plate and on the mound. 2-2. Fastball inside, 3-2. A pretty cool experience for the family. May have seen, I think it was about a week ago now, the Varland family. I know one of the kids named Louie Varland for the Dodgers, pitched against his other brother. The 3-2, Simmons shoots it out of play. Right field side, count stays full. They were opposite numbers as far as starting pitching goes. I don't know the last time we had a brother-on-brother matchup at the plate and on the mound. So just something to keep your eye out on as the season progresses. Man at first, nobody out. Top of the second, we're tied at 1. 3-2 on Simmons. The pitch. Poked out of play again, right field side. And Simmons battling here with De Los Santos. Juan has had to work hard through the first inning plus. Now at 33 pitches, man at first, no Lopez to begin the frame. Runner goes, and Simmons flare down the right field line. Bologna racing, and it'll drop in, barely fair, around second, heading for third, goes Lopez, and into second ahead of the throw is Simmons. An awkward slide, but he gets up to his feet as he legs out a double to put men at second and third with nobody out to begin the frame. Lopez running on the pitch, even if he wasn't, he would have gone first to third anyway, and that's just good hustle from Simmons. Smelled a double out of the box, went and got it. Third double of the season, second this week. There's men at second and third, nobody out for Jose Garcia, the catcher. Shorebirds keep the corners in, middle infield back, tied at 1 in the second. The pitch, swings and misses, 95, Delos just challenges him, 0-1. Garcia has had a productive series. He was 1-for-4 back in his last start on Friday. Had a 3-hit game the night prior. 0-1. Leaves the fastball up high, 1-1. He's driven in just 4 on the season, 1 homer. Right-handed batter. Taylor's the righty set on the mound. Crossing the shoulders. High leg kick, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Whitlam, snap throw back to third. Oh, just late. Oh, that was on the money. Romero snapped the tag down. And Lopez barely got back to the bag. Romero thought he had him. Willems with a strike to third. Nearly steals an out for Delmarva. Count now 1-2 on Garcia. Then at second and third, nobody out in the second. We're tied at 1. Kicking the pitch. Breaking ball stung back into the gap. Makes the catch. Tagging from third. Coming home to score Lopez. The throw goes to third. Not in time as Simmons able to tag in advance. Sack fly and RBI for Garcia. And Salem back on top again. It's 2-1. First time this season now that De Los Santos has allowed more than one run in start. Wild thing with De Los pitching this well is obviously he's only got one win, but the 3 losses. Infield comes in now for Phillip Sykes. Right-handed batter, man at third, the pitch. Fastball down and away for ball 1. In the 3 losses that De Los has taken this season, he's given up a grand total of 3 earned runs in 14 innings. That's a 1.92 ERA in his losses. 1-0. Sykes takes outside black, 1-1. Left fielder for Salem hitting 177 on the season, 546 OPS. And the strange thing for De Los Santos is that, given that this year he's been such a tough luck loser, that's not exactly new to him. 1-1. Sykes swings, foul tips it, held on to by Willems, 1-2. Coming into the year, he actually hadn't had a win in his entire career. He had an ERA below 4, but it took until his 26th career appearance to finally get a win. That was his victory at Lynchburg back in April. 1-2. Sykes swings and misses. De Los Santos just hums 96 by him. His second strikeout of the game. Simmons still at second now, or still at third rather, with 2 away. And the top of the order, Edinson Paulino, comes to bat. De Los Santos coming into today had a career record of 1-9 with a 3.25 ERA. That's pretty hard to do. First pitch to Edinson Paulino is popped up. Left side of the diamond. Shortstop Hernandez out into shallow left, makes the call and the catch. Toes allows a run but strands a man at third. To end the second, we're on to the bottom of the second. Shorebirds down 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, Salem back up by a run again. It's now 2-1 Red Sox over the Shorebirds. Sam Zelenik with you here on Sunday afternoon. Nothing like a high 70s, slight breeze kind of afternoon to wrap up a six-game series. Shorebirds trying to add a little sweetener to it with their first win of the week. They've dropped six in a row. Davis Tavares leads it off for the Birds against Wickelman Gonzalez. Now to run the first on the Bologna RBI double. And Bologna was thrown in at third to end the inning. First pitch to Tavares gets his knees buckled by a curveball in the outside corner. Tavares back in the lineup DHing here today. Gonzalez the rock in the pitch. Tavares slaps it deep down the right field line, but that's out of play. 0-2. Davis now hitting 209 on the season, 574 OPS. Had a two-hit game on Friday night. Double, two runs scored. 0-2. He swings and taps it foul up the third base side. Stay at 0-2. Gonzalez, like I've mentioned a couple of times, pitched last year for Salem. But when we called those games, he was under a different name. 0-2. Tavares, a one-hop smash to third, down to a knee. Miller picks it, gets back up to his feet. Low throw to first, but it's picked on the back end by Jordan. As soft hands all the way around, retired Tavares on the 5-3 putout. Last year, you might remember, I was saying Wilkelman Gonzalez. That's how it was spelled in the roster, W-I-L-K-E-L-M-A-N. This year, on the Salem roster, it is W-I-K-E, Wickelman. Discrepancy seemed pretty easy enough to me to overcome. First pitch, Trendon Craig. Fastball high for ball one. Throwing an L in front of the K. Might not notice it. Might forget it. Not sure it's there. So on and so forth. They correct it. So be it. But the problem I noticed, 1-0, misses outside to Craig 2-0, is that depending on where you look on the internet, nobody is actually sure if it's Wickelman or Wilkelman. 2-0 on Trendon Craig, 1-0, nobody on. Birds down 2-1. The pitch. He swings and bounces it up the middle. To his left, Meyer Fields has it hit off his chest, picks it back up, throws to first just in time to get Craig as Meyer recovers. And there's two away. On Baseball Reference, Gonzalez is known as Wilkelman. Well, on his MILB.com page, it is Wickelman. Turned to when he was originally signed, somebody mixed up the papers. And it is, in fact, first pitch to Ryan Higgins is low for ball one. Wickelman, no L. That is the true way to say it. Now the problem is going forward for Gonzalez and making sure everybody knows that. Wind up the 1-0 to Higgins. Way outside with a heater, 2-0. Two out, nobody on. Shorebirds down 2-1 here in the second. Higgins playing left field today, second straight day. 2-0. Pass ball down the middle, 2-1. Ryan hitting 162 in the season, 567 OPS. One homer, 11 driven in. Right on right matchup. Gonzalez turns, kicks and deals, and Higgins chops the 2-1 foul off the Birds' dugout third base side. Counts even at 2-2. Here's the pitch, and Higgins way late on the fastball, swings and misses at 95, and Gonzalez with a 1-2-3 second moves us on to the third. It's 2-1 Salem here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
Right! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks, each so offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, it's 2-1 Salem after two complete. Juan de los Santos back to work for the Shorebirds. Brenner Bonacci leads it off. First pitch from De Los. It's a fastball popped in the air out of play, third base side. Strike one. Bonacci singled his first time up, a ground ball up the middle that squeaked through. Advanced to third on Myers' double, then scored on a wild pitch. 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. De Los Santos' command not as crisp here today, especially with the breaking stuff. He's been painting himself into a corner, having to rely on the fastball. 1-1. Oh, there's a good breaking ball there, but he can't get the call. Wraps around the outside corner, 2-1. Calling balls and strikes here tonight is Brian Laws, Shea Graham out in the field. 2-1. Curveball is down low in the dirt for ball three. It's always such a fine line to walk as a pitcher. With that breaking stuff, your off-speed pitch is trying to be in the zone a little bit. Getting swings and misses. 3-1. Fastball up and in. Ball four turns Bonacci out of the way as De Los Santos walks his second of the game. Second straight inning, he's walked the leadoff man. So that brings up Marcelo into the right field corner his first time up. For Meyer, it's seventh double of the season, second hit of the series. Slightly open stance from the left side. Very calm. De Los Santos the stretch and the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Meyer with near to 50-plus grade on every tool that he's got. The only thing that's less than 50 was his speed at 40, but I was even impressed by that back on Tuesday. 0-1, runner goes, and Meyer, another line drive down the right field line. It digs all the way to the corner. Bologna cuts it off. Meyer around first. He's headed for two, and he's in with a feet-first slide as Bonacci is able to advance up to third. It's the second two-base hit of the game for Marcelo Meyer. And Salem in business here to start the third. Men at second and third, nobody out. Seems as if that sore right wrist is all but healed for Marcelo Meyer. Two doubles here in his first two at-bats today. That brings up Tyler Miller. Miller hit in this same spot back in the first, ended up popping up to the catcher. The pitch. He swings and skies it out of play, third base side. Strike one. Shorebirds play the middle infield back. Third baseman Romero even with the bag. First baseman Cruz a step behind his. Miller open stance from the left side. 0-1. Swung in a foul back. 0-2. Miller ended up going 2-for-5 last night with two singles. It was his single in the 10th inning that drilled Preston Price out on the mound, that line drive. Preston somehow stayed in the game and pitched a scoreless inning. Two in scoring position, nobody out. Salem already up 2-1. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. De Los digs deep for 96. Throws it by Miller. His third strikeout of the game. And there's one away. Brings up Blaze Jordan. And a worm burner to second his first time up. Now both corners come in for the Shorebirds. And at second and third, one out. The pitch. And Jordan, a broken back grounder, foul down the third base side. Strike one. Middle infield stays back for the Birds. Jordan goes and gets a new piece of lumber. And for whatever reason, Jordan elects to go with different tape on this bat. Same exact model, it looks like. Same color barrel and handle. He's got a kind of Carolina blue tape on this one. Other bat had lime green. No balls and a strike. Red Sox up 2-1 in the third. The pitch. And Jordan swings and pops it up behind home. Willems off of the mask, rushes to the backstop, and runs out of room as it lands one row deep. So Jordan stays alive. No balls and two strikes. Panacci at third, Meyer at second. Corners in for the Shorebirds, already down 2-1 here in the third. De Los Santos comes the ready and now steps off. De Los at 55 pitches through 2 1/3. O2 offering. Fastball called, strike three. 96 paints the outside corner. De Los Santos with back-to-back strikeouts. One out away from stranding two in scoring position. Jordan down looking. He's 0 for 2. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. Walked and scored to lead off the second. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Infield now back. First pitch. Swings and fouls it back for strike one. No wind to speak of out in center. Flag right now laying pretty still. 0-1. Fastball is high, 1-1. Lopez had a go-ahead double for Salem in the seventh inning of last night's game. Made it 4-3. Shorebirds tied it. Bottom of the inning, then sent it to extras. Count even at one. De Los Santos ready. Down the hill, the 1-1. Fastball runs outside, 2-1. De Los Santos has dealt with runners on base all game long. Stranded runners on in the first and second, trying to do it again in the third. The pitch, Lopez pops it up. Foul ground down the third baseline. Romero shielding his eyes from the sun, able to make the catch beyond the third base coach's box. As De Los Santos indeed strands two more aboard after he puts the first two on at second and third, leaves them there. We're on to the bottom of the third with the score still. Salem 2 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action everywhere all the time? Well, now you can at MILB.TV and the Shorebirds audio stream. Now go to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV today. Shorebirds broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of families. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the third, Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 2-1 here in the series finale. Delmarva trying to avoid being swept in this six-game series. Have Josue Cruz to lead off against Wickelman Gonzalez. Gonzalez works from dead center on the rubber. His pitch home And Cruz takes outside for ball one. Josue starting for the third straight night. Was 0 for 2 yesterday. Did draw three walks, though. Scored two runs. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Can't connect with 93 letter high. 1-1. 8-9-1 to up for the Shorebirds here in the frame. Cruz hands held high. Gonzalez the pitch. Pass ball runs high and outside for two, for ball two. Almost looked like maybe that was a changeup. Got away from Gonzalez. Slipped out of his hands a little. 2-1. Fastball that time. Way high and outside. 3-1. Gonzalez's control over the course of the season has eluded him a little bit. Stuff has never been in question. 3-1. And Cruz pops it back and out of play. Count's now full. Strange thing is, it never really seems like Gonzalez is that far out of control on the mounds. Just sometimes spotting up, being more aggressive with hitters seems to be the next step as much as possible. And now time called, and it's an automatic ball. And Josue Cruz issued a free pass. Literally. And Gonzalez a little shell-shocked out in the mound. So Cruz walks here to begin the third. That's the first walk given up by Gonzalez here today. Brings up Creed Willems, DH'd last night, winning 1-for-3 with a double. Left-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and tattoos one out to deep left field. Sykes going back at the warning track. Looks up, it's gone! The first career homer for Creed Willems is an opposite field bomb, and he puts the Shorebirds on top 3-2 here in the third. That's the power that had everybody talking. Back when Willems was drafted out of high school, and he sends one the opposite way, 373 feet. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green. I don't think a coincidence there. The first pitch after Gonzalez gives up the automatic walk, thanks to the pitch clock violation. Willems homers the other way for Creed, his first career long ball. And maybe, even though that double last night was lost up in the lights, this is what breaks him out of the slump that has plagued him to begin his Delmarva career. That's his fourth hit in 46 at-bats with Delmarva. So it's now 3-2 Shorebirds. Still nobody out, top of the order here in the third. Valdez switch hitter, bats left. Gonzalez the windup in the first pitch. Changeup is outside for ball one. Big of a smile as you can find on Creed Willems' face right now. Smashes it the other way. That's a fair ball. It'll go all the way into the left field corner. Valdez flying around first. He's thinking about three. He touches up at second and stops there as the throw in strong from Sykes to the bag. And Luis Valdez with the two bases hit scorches it the other way. And the Shorebirds here to start off the third are teeing off on Wickelman Gonzalez. Valdez's second double of the season. He's 1-for-2. That brings up Noel Bert Romero, who singled his first time up. Romero lined it right back up the middle. Back in the first, came around to score on Bologna's double. The pitch, breaking ball up and in for ball one. And a reminder here, the Shorebirds have not surpassed five hits all series long. They're already at four off of Gonzalez and two innings plus. Valdez at second, 3-2 Birds in the third, the pitch. Curveball misses inside, kind of spooked Romero there, 2-0. Noel Burke came into the game hitting .246, a .742 OPS, the pitch. Big swing and a miss, fastball up and away, 2-1. Noel Bird originally signed by Boston back in 2018, $275,000, and traded to Baltimore, 2-1. Romero swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base, sideways. Jordan, right beyond the coach's box, settles under it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Valdez stays put out at second. And that brings up Daryl Hernandez. He flied out to center his first time up.
Now batting the shortstop, number two, Daryl Hernandez.
Hernandez was the engine that drove the offense last night for Delmarva. 2-for-4, 2-run homer, RBI single. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Swung on it. Got him pretty good, but doesn't even flinch. Strike one. Hernandez with his 6 homers, now as many as he had all of last year in 94 games. As by the time the season is done, Daryl probably set career highs across the board. 0-1. Swung on and fouled back. Hernandez again on the fastball. That at 95 from Gonzalez. 0-2. It's 3-2 Delmarva. Bottom of the third, Creed Willems. A 2-run homer out to left. His first career shot gets the Birds on top. Now Valdez at second, one out, and 0-2 on Hernandez. The pitch. Fastball high, 1-2. Daryl spread out stands from the right side, square to the pitcher. The 1-2, Valdez takes off for third, breaking pitch high. The throw to third is in time. Valdez and the ball got there at the same time, but Miller, who was covering the bag, received the throw right on top of the base, and Valdez basically slid into the tag. He's thrown out, and now two away and 2 balls and 2 strikes on Hernandez. Nobody on. Break-even pitch. Fastball outside, and the count's full. It was a good pitch for Valdez to run on. Breaking ball up and in. But Garcia, just a good throw. Luis thrown out for the third time this season. Payoff pitch, and Hernandez, a warm burner up the middle. Meyer to his left glove, spins, throws in time. That is smooth as silk for Marcelo Meyer at short as he retires Hernandez to end the inning. But the Birds get a 2-run homer from Creed Willems and take the lead. We go to the fourth. It's 3-2 Delmarva here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22-game mini-plans. You can join us for days and dress up for theme nights and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22-game mini-plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 3-2 lead. Second time this series that they have held the lead over the Red Sox. Last night, that lead lasted all of a half inning as Salem tied it up very next time at bat. See if Juan de los Santos can hold on to it a little bit longer here today. 7-8-9 due up. First pitch to Carson Simmons. Breaking ball just inside for ball one. 3-2 Delmarva. Creed Willems' his first career homer in the last half inning. 2-run shot. Gives the Birds the lead. The pitch. Curveball down the middle this time. 1-1. Simmons doubled off of De Los Santos. Down the right field line, little flare. Simmons hustled it out for two. 1-1. Fouled straight back. It's 1-2. So Naylor maybe can get through this fourth very economically. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That's a good start. Fastball up and out of the zone. Simmons chases it. De Los Santos puts him away on four pitches. And there's one away here in the fourth. Five strikeouts this afternoon for De Los Santos. But if De Los Santos gets through this inning with fewer than 75 pitches, maybe he comes out for the fifth. He hasn't been pushed past 73 yet this season. As a line drive to third, knocked down by Romero, picks it back up, throws to first, wide of the bag, and Garcia safe at first. It'll be a single for Jose Garcia. Garcia 1-for-1 as Romero nearly made a sensational diving line drive grab to his left. Had to kick off the heel of his glove, though. Picked it up, tried to get rid of it super quickly to first, was wide of the bag. Garcia able to beat it out. Man at first, one out now for Philip Seitz. Middle infield at double play depth. De Los Santos back to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Pass ball cut on and missed for strike one. De Los Santos already in the game, has stranded four runners aboard and kept Salem 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. 0-1. Fastball just off the outside corner. 1-1, 95 there from De Los Santos. Cutter high set, the 1-1. And Sykes fouls it back just off the sweet level and back down. 1-2. Sykes struck out swinging his first time up against De Los Santos. And at first, one out, the 1-2. And Sykes skies it out to right center. Center fielder Craig over a couple of steps, calling for it, makes the catch, treats back to first. Looks like Alex Spam starting to do some arm care routine out in the bullpen. Maybe he comes on for the fifth. Be a little surprised given that he threw three innings earlier this week, but you never know. Ensign Paulino, the batter in the first pitch here from De Los Santos, gets away from him way outside. 1-0. 3-2, Shorebirds lead top of the fourth. Salem looking to complete the sweep. Delmarva trying to snap a 10-game home losing streak. And at first, two outs, the 1-0. And Paulino golfs one in the air to shallow center. Everybody converges, but the center fielder Craig makes the call and the catch, coming in to retire the side here in the fourth. De Los Santos has settled in back-to-back scoreless frames, and we're on to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-2 Delmarva here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen,
brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. Bottom of the fourth, Shoreburg still leading the Red Sox 3-2 as Delmarva, for the first time this week, holds on to a lead for more than a half inning. Sam Jelinek with you. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Birds. They look to build on the lead. They scored two in the bottom of the third. Creed Willems, a two-run homer. Isaac Bologna got the scoring started back in the first for Delmarva, an RBI double, but he was thrown out at third, trying to extend it into a triple. First pitch. Bologna swings and rolls it over on the ground to the whole first base side. Jordan, the first baseman, cuts it off, throws back to first, and the pitcher Gonzalez covering beats Bologna to the bag for the first out here in the fourth. So that brings up Davis Tavares. He grounded to third his first time up. A one-hop smash that Miller was able to glove easily. 3-2 Delmarva here on Sunday afternoon. Wickelman Gonzalez into the wind. His first pitch, breaking ball a little bit high for ball one. Gonzalez comes in as the number 9 prospect in the Red Sox system. If you like MLB Pipeline's rankings, 1-0. Tavares swings and misses. Tried to tomahawk chop, a fastball up and in. 1-1. Curveball outside corner paints the edge. 1-2. Gonzalez was signed for $250K back in 2018. The same signing class as Noelbert Romero, now with the Orioles out of Venezuela. 1-2. Fastball just a little high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Since the time he was signed, he's added about 35 now plus since his signing date. 2-2. Fastball, same spot. This time, Gonzalez gets the call. Tavares down on strikes looking. Wickelman with just his second K of the game. And there's two away in the fourth. And if this fourth inning holds to form, and Gonzalez retires the side in order, continuous trend of run scoring inning and 1-2-3 frame to follow. First pitch to Trendon Craig. Fastball inside nearly nicks him. Ball one. Gonzalez allowed a run in the first, 1-2-3 in the second, 2 runs in the third, and eyeing a 1-2-3-4. Trendon Craig trying to get in the way of that. Fastball misses to Trendon outside for ball two. Craig grounded out to short his first time up. Right-handed batter. Hitless in the series since base knock back on Tuesday. 2-0. Fastball rolled on the ground towards the whole left side. On the backhand, shortstop Meyer Fields fires across the diamond in time to get Craig, and it's a 1-2-3-4 for Wickelman Gonzalez. We're on to the fifth. Shorebirds still holding a 3-2 lead here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at the Shorebird 10-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds with a 3-2 lead over the Salem Red Sox, and Juan de los Santos does come back out for the fifth. This will be his longest outing by pitches on the season. First pitch to Brainer Bonacci is a swing and a miss for strike one. De Los Santos at 72 pitches now His season high is 73, which he's done twice. Try to go through the heart of the order here, too. 0-1 is fouled back by Bonacci, 0-2. So this is a big, big learning and growing moment for Juan de los Santos. Pitching coach Joe Hamacher pushing him into uncharted territory against the best that Salem has to offer. The pitch, swing and a miss. Not a bad start for de los Santos as he punches out Bonacci. Retires him for the first time here today. Six strikeouts for de los Santos. One off his season high. Brings up Marcelo Meyer. All he's done in his return to action today has gone 2-for-2 with two doubles. Fourth overall pick last year by the Red Sox. De Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber rocks and deals. And the first pitch fastball is outside for ball one. Thomas Girard starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Him and Alejandro Mendez getting loose. Double barrel action. 1-0. And Meyer swings and lofts it high in the air, deep down the left field line. Higgins over towards the corner, runs out of room as it's just out of his reach on the other side of the sidewall. 1-1. Saw the Shorebirds go through this with Shane Davis trying to push him into the sixth inning, even though he was going towards parts of the game that he'd never really pitched before, hadn't exerted his body this much. De Los Santos, this comes after a career best outing when he went six innings on Tuesday. 1-1. Meyer takes down and in, 2-1. So you know he's already feeling relatively gassed here on the week. Shorebirds, and the Orioles for that matter, want to see De Los Santos, how he reacts to situations just like this. 2-1. Meyer takes down and in. 95 there from De Los. Still good velo here into the fifth. 3-1. Shorebirds lead 3-2, top of the fifth. The windup and the pitch. Meyer swings and golfs it high in the air down the first base line. Second baseman Valdez calling for it, camps under it, and makes the catch to retire Meyer for the second out here in the fifth. So two up, two down for De Los Santos here in the fifth. About to throw his 80th pitch of the game. And Tyler Miller, the final hurdle here in the frame. Miller 0-for-2, has popped up to the catcher and struck out swinging. Left-handed batter, De Los Santos, the windup and the pitch. Miller swings and misses, fastball high 95. De Los Santos still pumping cheddar, 0-1. De Los Santos peeks in over his black glove, now drops it, the 0-1, and Miller trickles it foul to the backstop, 0-2. De Los Santos trying to cap off a week. He can get a punch out here. Back-to-back outings of 7 Ks, 5 innings, and just 2 runs allowed. The 0-2. Miller takes up and away, 1-2. De Los Santos the winds down the hill. The 1-2 pitch, and Miller stays alive. Fouls it back. Juan trying to retire the final 5 that he faces here in the game. Far. Season high 7 back on Tuesday. Trying to follow it up with 7 again on Sunday. 3-2, Birds lead in the 5th. The Rock and the 1-2. Miller fouls off another 3 straight. He stays alive. And also, De Los Santos would qualify himself for the win. Now at 84 pitches here in the afternoon. Juan stares in for the sign, gets it. His 1-2 again. Breaking ball fouled off of Miller's leg as that got him pretty good. He drops the bat immediately and runs back behind the plate. I think that was more shock than anything. He looks to be okay. So still a ball and 2 strikes on Miller, who's fouled off 4 straight 2-strike pitches. 2 outs in the 5th. De Los Santos at 85 pitches. Here it comes. And Miller swings and misses. Got him with 96. De Los Santos pumped up on the mound. Slaps his glove and walks off the mound with 5 innings of 2-run ball, tying a season high with 7 strikeouts. We're on to the bottom of the 5th. We're halfway home. Shorebirds lead 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Shorebirds and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds leading the Red Sox 3-2. Leading it off for the Birds against Wickelman. Gonzalez is Ryan Higgins, and the first pitch of the frame is just a little high with a breaking ball. 4-1. Higgins struck out swinging his first time up, one of just two that Gonzalez has on the day. First pitch, or 1-0 rather, is fouled back and out of play. 1-1. 7-8-9 here for the Shorebirds in the last of the fifth. Thomas Girard has sat down out in the Birds bullpen. It's now just Alejandro Mendez throwing, so it looks like it will be Mendez for the sixth. The pitch, Higgins, a hot smash right up the middle and into center, a base hit. Skips off the mound and straight out to Lopez in center, who gets it in. That ball was smoked by Ryan Higgins. He's 1-for-2. Brings up Josue Cruz, who walked and scored to lead off the third. And for whatever reason, so far this series, Salem has just struggled to find the strike zone against Cruz. Cruz, with his walk third, has now had four in his past two games. He's also scored three runs. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Cruz fouls it back and up into the sweet level for strike one. 3-2 Delmarva, last of the fifth. Shorebirds now with five hits in the game, looking just to pass that five mark for the first time this week. Offense that has seen its team average now drop to 196. The pitch. Cruz takes up an in 1-1. That is the lowest mark in both the Carolina League and all of minor league baseball. Higgins leads away from first. Gonzalez nods yes to the sign, comes set at the belt, throws over to first, and Higgins back in with a dive. Shorebirds have had one runner thrown out on the bases today. Luis Valdez trying to swipe third, back in third. One home. Cruz swings and misses. Fastball, letter high, can't connect. 1-2. Josue hitting 132 coming into the game. OPS below 500. Higgins leads away from first. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. Outside corner. Cruz can't pull the trigger. Gonzalez with his third strikeout of the game. And there's one away here in the fifth. Brings up Creed Willems in his first career homer last time up. A two-run shot out to left. Higgins at first, one out. 3-2 game, bottom of the fifth. And another throw over. Higgins back in with a dive. Willems and Higgins actually become very fast friends. Not even here in Salisbury, but when they were both drafted last year. First pitch. Willems takes change up high for ball one.
They were locker mates down in Sarasota. And Higgins ended up spending more time than he would have liked down the O's spring training complex after getting surgery in FCL. Swings at the 1-0 and fouls it back out of play 1-1. So Higgins has taken him on as both a friend and a little bit of a mentor. Higgins having gone and played in college at Fresno State, Willem straight out of the amateur ranks. 3-2 Delmarva, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Willems fouls it back on a pitch to hit, couldn't square it up. It's 1-2. Like we said yesterday, after that double that fell in for Willems, maybe the homer. Now it just opens the floodgates for him. It's the confidence boost that he needed. 1-2. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Willems went up and out of the zone. Protected there, stayed alive. Gonzalez at just 58 pitches here in the bottom of the fifth with one out. Salem bullpen completely quiet. He was up past 80 through 3 1/3 back on Tuesday. So far more economical here this afternoon. And now Gonzalez steps off. Second move of the at-bat. Might open chance for Higgins to run from first if he wants. Get a little bit extra on the lead. 1-2. And Willems tattoos another one. Deep left center. Lopez chasing after it. Watches it drop in on the warning track. And then Caram away from him off the wall. Higgins gets the wave around third. Willems on his way to third. Here's the throw. He's in standing, but he rounds the bag, dives back, and is tagged out by Miller. Willems will get himself a triple thanks to the fact that he rounded the bag. He drives in Higgins. He's 2-for-2 tonight with a two-run homer and an RBI triple. But rounding the base instead of sliding into third costs him. Second out of the inning, but it's now 4-2 Delmarva. Top of the order now, Luis Valdez digs in and takes a first pitch curveball outside for ball one. The only thing I can think there for Willems was Miller had to go to his left to grab that throw. Maybe he thought the throw was going to get by Miller and wanted to keep his momentum towards the plate. I'm not sure. 1-0. Luis doubled his last time up and then was caught stealing third back in the third. One one on its way. Fastball down and in. 2-1. But maybe now Creed, just maybe, on the other side of the slump. That was a great piece of hitting. Drove it the other way. 2-1. Fastball high for ball three. Both times using the whole field. Lopez, a hot chopper, over to first. Nice pick on the short hop by Jordan. Flips to Gonzalez at the bag and barely beats Valdez there to retire him and end the inning. But Creed Willems does it again. RBI triple to left center. Tacks on another for the Birds. We're on to the sixth. It's 4-2 Delmarva here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Joe. Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bones. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now with a 4-2 lead over the Red Sox. Freed Willems, an RBI triple. And we've got a tech net call to the bullpen to begin the sixth as Alejandro Mendez replaces Juan de los Santos, who is in line for his second win of the season. De los Santos goes 5 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. And Mendez takes over, pitching his second game this week. Mendez pitched back on Wednesday night, allowed 1 run in 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. No record in 11.05 ERA, 10 strikeouts, 12 walks for the righty, 6'5", 254. And his first pitch is a fastball that runs inside, nearly hits Blaze Jordan. Ball 1. Mendez in 7 and a third innings, giving up 8 hits, 9 runs all earned. 1-0. Fastball down and away at 96 for ball 2. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Salem. Jordan leads it off. He is 0 for 2. Struck out looking his last time up. Mendez from the stretch with nobody on. Third base side of the rubber, the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike 1. Salem bullpen looks like it's still silent for now. 2-1. Fastball sinks down low for ball 3, so that means Wickelman Gonzalez will come back out for the 6th. Like we said during the 5th, his pitch count, not really an issue right now. He's at just 63 pitches. The pitch. Jordan swings and hits it in the air to left, chasing Higgins back in front of the warning track to retire Jordan for the first down here in the 6th. Get you a Birdland update here. Orioles in a 3-0 hole against Detroit on the verge of being swept. And in injury news there, Jorge Mateo was lifted from that game after colliding with Spencer Torkelson. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez is a fastball in the outside corner for strike 1. Jorge Mateo collided with Spencer Torkelson, was lifted from that game with bruised ribs, is the word on the street. O's trail at 3-0 in the 5th right now. Have to get a late comeback there. 1-1 on Lopez, the pitch. Fastball way high for ball 2. Lopez 0-1 has walked and scored. Norfolk looking to avoid another loss to Memphis. Right now trail at 5-3 in the bottom of the 7th. Aberdeen had Gene Pinto on the mound. He went just 3 today, but pitched well. Allowed a run. 2-1. Lopez swings and misses, and the count's even at 2. Ironbirds and Hudson Valley tied at 1 right now in the top of the 5th. And Bowie, they don't get going until 5:15 tonight, and they'll actually play a doubleheader against Reading after being postponed yesterday. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mendez with a heater, 97 at the knees. Gets Lopez cut on and miss. And there's 2 away here in the 6th. First strike out of the game for Mendez. And he's looking at a 1-2-3 inning. Carson Simmons, the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a double back in the 2nd. Struck out his 2nd at bat. First pitch. Fastball inside corner for strike 1. 97 easy from Mendez there, as this is the most comfortable we've seen him look all season long. Maybe he's turning a corner too. Didn't miss his fastball up. Mendez feeling it now. It's 0-2. 4-2 Shorebirds top of the 6th. Mendez looking for a 1-2-3 inning out of the pen. It's 0-2 on Carson Simmons. From the belt, Mendez the leg kick and the pitch. Fastball inside. Simmons won't chase, 1-2. Mendez leans in for the sign, nods yes. He's ready, here it comes. Simmons takes high, 2-2. New baseball out on the mound for Mendez. Lumbers back on top of the hill, toes the rubber. Comes out of the belt. 2-2 delivery. Fastball runs in. Simmons checks his swing. No appeal. And we've gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Count full on Simmons. Two outs, top six. Birds up 4-2. Payoff pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. At the knees. Simmons rung up looking. Back-to-back K's for Mendez in a 1-2-3 sixth. And we're on to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds doubling up the Red Sox 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva's memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds on top of the Red Sox 4-2 here on Sunday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series sweep and right now in good position to do so. Noel Bert Romero leads it off against Wickelman Gonzalez. Romero 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first. But Gonzalez will start the inning with an arm already loosening out in the Salem bullpen. That looks like Nate Tellier. Gonzalez, the righty, into his wind. His first pitch to Romero. It's on the outside corner for strike one. A little tight slider, maybe a cutter from Gonzalez there. Right on right matchup. 0-1. Breaking ball flips in high, 1-1. Romero rocking a bat, black barrel, red handle, crisscrossed white tape, almost all the way up the handle. 1-1. Fastball outside black, 1-2. Shorebirds now with six hits in the game. Willems' triple was the sixth. Now gives Delmarva more than five hits for the first time all week. No better time than the present. 1-2. Romero tries to check his swing up and in. Appeal to first. No swing, says Shea Graham. That was nearly self-defense there from Romero. And the count's even at two. Break-even pitch. Romero swings and misses, caught out on his front foot, breaking ball down and away. Gonzalez rings him up, and there's one away here in the sixth. Brings up Darryl Hernaez. Darryl 0-for-2 after busting out of his slump last night. Had been 0-for-18. Finished 2-for-4 with a two-run homer last night. First pitch to him. Fastball on the outside half for strike one. One of the things I've noticed with Darryl and him taking that pitch there, it's kind of counter to the point, but it feels like every time there is a hittable pitch for Darryl, something in his wheelhouse, 0-1, fastball high, 1-1, he's able to get a good swing off. I think that is a huge difference for him year over year. Last year, a little bit more timid, a little bit more passive. This year, when there's a pitch that he knows he can hit, 1-1, on the outside black, 1-2, he lets it fly. I think is why you see hasn't drawn too many walks this season, but still hitting very well. Good swing decisions. 1-2. Hernaez fouls it back and out of play. 96 from Gonzalez, working into the sixth, now at 73 pitches. One-two again. Curveball taps softly towards short. Gonzalez off the mound, grabs it himself, fires to first, and retires Hernández for the second out of the inning. If Gonzalez doesn't grab that, I don't think anybody's going to get Hernández. That was a high chopper, barely got by the mound. And Gonzalez, quick off the bump. They were picking on the backhand, fired a strike to first. There's two away. Brings up Isaac Bologna, switch hitter, bats left. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI double in the first. Birds lead it 4-2 in the sixth. The pitch is outside with a changeup for ball one. Bologna, a little half swing, ends up fouling it back. 1-1. The 1-0, or 1-1 rather, cut on and miss. Bologna, a wicked hack, comes up. Two outs, nobody on. Gonzalez trying to pitch a 1-2-3-6, the pitch. And Bologna taps it foul to the backstop, 1-2. And if Gonzalez, in fact, pitches a 1-2-3-6, he'll have probably completed the routine that he's gone through here, which is allow a run and then come back with a 1-2-3 frame. Super strange. 1-2. Bologna swings, foul, tips it. Garcia can't hang on to it, though, so Bologna stays alive. Gonzalez allowed a run in the first. 1-2-3 second. Two runs in the third. 1-2-3 fourth. Gave up a run in the fifth, and now on the verge of a 1-2-3 sixth. Not bad bounce-back ability. 1-2 again. Bologna swings and misses. Fastball letter high at 94. Gets some swinging. Gonzalez with five strikeouts. Does get a 1-2-3 sixth. And we're on to the seventh. Shorebirds with the lead. They're on top 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
Guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. I love this guy. What's your name? You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy you Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds leading the Red Sox 4-2 as the Birds pitching staff, after Juan de los Santos gave up a run in the first and the second, has strung together four straight zeros. Alejandro Mendez out for a second inning from the bullpen. 8-9-1 due up, and his first pitch to Jose Garcia is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Mendez pitched a 1-2-3-6, got back-to-back strikeouts to complete the frame. Thomas Girard loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 1-0. Garcia swings and fouls it back right off the front of the press box and back down. 1-1. One of the things we've talked about so much this season is how well guys across borders and languages have gotten along. And the bullpen is really the shining example of that. 1-1 misses inside to Garcia. 2-1, Garcia 1-for-1 with a sac fly and a single this afternoon. constantly talking down there. Daniel Lloyd trying to teach Mendez English. 2-1, fastball misses in 3-1. And Mendez has struck up quite a friendship with the man warming up behind him, Thomas Girard, which is just about as yin and yang as you can get. Girard at 5'11", Mendez at 6'5". Mendez, fastball specialist. Girard, mostly breaking stuff. 3-1. Fastball tapped foul into the Birds' dugout third base side, and the count's full. That's what Felipe talks about when he says this is a specialist. I don't necessarily think that we have fostered anything that has created this. 3-2, and Garcia ropes it on the ground to third. Romero to his left, picks it, collects, throws to first, and retires Garcia for the first out here in the third. He said, I don't think it's anything special that we have done specifically that has generated this outcome. He said, I think we just have a special group of people. Put good people in a good situation and you get a good outcome. Sometimes it can be that simple. One out, nobody on. Here's Phillip Sykes. 4-2, Shorebirds lead in the seventh. The pitch, first breaking ball from Mendez, splits the middle for strike one. Mendez has been working so hard with pitching coach Joe Hamacher, a similar thing to Daniel Fetterman, about getting down the hill a little bit quicker. 0-1. Fastball is yanked down and away, 1-1. Because Mendez, with his size, can generate his velocity seemingly at will. But being able to do it using mostly his lower half and not putting too much strain on his arm is another story. Making sure he's quick to the plate accomplishes that. 1-1. Rolled foul off the Birds' dugout, third base side. It's 1-2. Keeps him moving towards the plate quicker. The quicker he releases the ball, the less time there is, basically, for anything to go wrong before that. It's 1-2 on Sykes. He's 0-2 this afternoon. Strikeout and flyout. 4-2, Delmarva in the seventh. The pitch. Sykes, another chopper foul over the third base dugout. Stay at 1-2. One, two again. Swing and a miss. Got him with a hard slider down and away. Willems will throw to first to complete the strikeout. And there's two away here in the seventh. Alejandro Mendez has retired 5 in a row. 3 strikeouts. Jameson Paulino. Paulino 0-3. First game that he struggled in. Birds up 4-2 in the seventh. Mendez the set and the pitch. Down in the dirt with the breaking ball for ball one. That's the thing for Mendez. He gets that fastball in the zone more consistently. Suddenly he doesn't have to throw that slider for strikes. Just put it somewhere around the plate. Get swings and misses. Paulino from the left side. Mendez set at the belt. The pitch. Fastball runs away 2-0. A Carolina League scoreboard update. Down East in Lynchburg already final. It's an 11-2 win for the Wood Ducks. Fredericksburg, who the Shorebirds will see next on Tuesday. Paulino swings and misses 2-1. Right now a 5-2 lead for the Fred Nats over Kannapolis. Columbia and Augusta tied at 2. That's in the bottom of the 8th. Carolina leads Fayetteville 5-1 top of the 5th. Paulino another swing and a miss. Fastball outside 2-2. And Charleston Myrtle Beach will get going later at 6:05 tonight. 4-2 Shorebirds, top of the 7th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on. The pitch to Paulino. It's high. The count's full. Pitch. Paulino takes upstairs, ball four. Mendez's streak of 5 in a row set down out of the pen comes to an end. 2-out walk to Paulino. That brings up Rainer Bonacci. Bonacci 1-2. Singled and scored in the first, walked in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. Switch hitter bats from the left side in the first pitch. It's fastball outside for ball one. Runner at first, two out. Mendez's pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. 1-1. Panacci slightly open stance, the pitch. Fastball up and away, 2-1. And Mendez's pitch count now at 36. Probably get up to about 40, 45-ish is the goal. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. He's evidently seen something here in the past five pitches or so from Mendez that he doesn't like. See what the message is. 4-2, Shorebirds on top in the seventh. Mendez walked Paulino. And now down the count, 2-1 on Bonacci. Shorebirds trying to snap a six-game losing streak. It's now a week long. Goes back to last Sunday against Columbia. Lost 10 straight here at home as well. Their last home win closing in on a month ago, April the 19th, against Myrtle Beach. Game one win of that series. So it's 2-1 on Bonacci. Paulino at first, two out. Mendez ready, a deep breath. Now the pitch. And the fastball misses outside for ball three. And the trouble for Mendez is on deck is Marcelo Meyer, who would be representing the go-ahead run. The 3-1. Bonacci fouls it back, up and over our heads. The count's full. So Mendez a strike away from getting out of the seventh. One that is now taxed him pretty heavily. Paulino from first will get the head start. Full count, two outs. Birds up by two in the seventh. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, and Bonacci fouls it back off the facade of the press box and back down. We stay at 3-2. So Paulino set. Runner goes, the 3-2 again, and it's outside, ball four. And it looks like that'll be it for Alejandro Mendez at 40 pitches. Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. emerges, points to the bullpen, and Thomas Gerard will come on this tech net call to the pen. Mendez goes an inning and two-thirds, leaves two aboard, and we'll be back in a minute with Thomas Gerard on the mound. Shorebirds up 4-2 in the seventh here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a minute of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Still in the top of the seventh, Salem with back-to-back walks have chased Alejandro Mendez from the game, and Thomas Gerard is on for the tech net call of the bullpen. Mendez goes an inning and two-thirds, walks two, strikes out three, has not allowed a run, but is responsible for the runners at first and second. Gerard takes over to face Marcelo Meyer, the go-ahead run of the plate. It's 4-2 Shorebirds in the seventh. Gerard trying to be a fireman here. Making his 10th appearance in the season. No record, a 2.57 ERA. He's 0-for-1 in save chances this season. 14 innings, has struck out 13, walked 11. 12 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. Opponents batting, 230-95 righty. Undrafted free agent back in 2020 out of Duke. First pitch to Meyer. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Willems, taking off for third. Paulino, and Willems will just hold on to it. Pump fake the throw. And there's men at the corners now with two out as Bonacci did not break from first. So 1-0 count on Meyer, who's 2-for-3 this afternoon with two doubles. Big spot in this game. On deck, Tyler Miller. Girardi, four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Set at the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. And Meyer swings and misses out in front of the off-speed pitch, 1-1. Shorebirds relievers haven't had too many high-leverage opportunities to pitch with the lead. Girard gets one here, the 1-1. And Meyer chops it on the ground to first, screws off the bag, gloves it in the first baseman, takes it back to the base himself to retire Meyer and get Girard out of the jam. Girard inherits two, strands two aboard, and we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds on top 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call your mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUS.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds doubling up the Salem Red Sox 4-2. Thomas Girard able to strand to a board. In the top of the seventh, maintain the lead. And the Shorebirds will now face Nate Tellier out of the bullpen on this TechNet call to the pen. Tellier relieves Gonzalez, Wickelman Gonzalez, who goes six innings, allows four runs on six hits, one walk, five strikeouts. Davis Tavares takes the first pitch up and in for ball one from Tellier. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Tavares leads it off. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Edward Monroy loosening out in the Birds bullpen. Maybe he'll get a chance late here today. Tellier making his 10th appearance of the season, second this week. From the stretch with nobody on, the 1-1. Fastball cut on and missed. Way high and out of the zone. 1-2. Tellier in 11.25 ERA, is 0-1. 12 innings, has struck out 19, walked 12, and hit four batters. 1-2. Tavares pops it out of play, right field side. 1-2. Tellier is 1-for-2 in save chances, 15 hits, 18 runs, 15 earns. A whip above 2, 2.25. 1-2 on Tavares, here it comes. Slider cut on and missed. Tavares way out in front, caught in between. Running with a strikeout. One away here in the seventh. Brings up Trendon Craig. Trendon is bounced out to short both times. 0-for-2. Tellier the set and the pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Tellier, rather, Craig ducked out of the way. Ball one. Craig takes up and in for ball two. Tellier, an interesting story, actually born and raised in Boston, went to UMass Dartmouth, and was pitching for the Division III school when he was plucked by the Red Sox. 2-0, Craig fouls it back 2-1 as an undrafted free agent. Last year, pitched in 15 games across two levels, down the FCL and then up to Salem. Went 3-1 with a 2.31 ERA. 23 and a third inning, struck out 30, walked 25. Pitch on the outside corner, 2-2. Ryan Higgins on deck. Two two. Craig fouls it back, got a hanging breaker. Couldn't punish it. Count stays even at two. Shorebirds will be off tomorrow. Thankfully, no travel. Two two. Craig swings and misses. Fastball at 91. Blows by him top of the zone. And Tellier with back-to-back strikeouts out of the pen. Shorebirds, thankfully, though, have that off day prior to the 11 a.m. start again on Tuesday against the Fred Nats. Ryan Higgins, the batter, is 1-for-2. Tellier's pitch, breaking ball on the outer edge for the 7th. One of two 12-game homestands the Shorebirds have this season. 0-1. Fastball, outer black again. 0-2. The next 12 bomb the Birds have will come at the start of August, as the Shorebirds are home for 18 of 26 in the month. Pitch, Higgins swings and misses, and Nate Tellier strikes out the side here in the 7th. Sets him down 1-2-3, all swinging. And we're on to the 8th. Edward Monroy comes on as the Shorebirds lead 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. If you want to follow all the Shorebirds anywhere, all the time, go back to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the 8th, Shorebirds leading the Red Sox 4-2, looking to snap their 6-game losing streak and avoid the 6-game sweep here this week. Edward Monroy takes over for Thomas Girard on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Southpaw faces Tyler Miller to start off his afternoon. The first pitch is chopped foul off the Red Sox dugout first base side for strike one. Girard faces one batter, gets one out in the 7th, strands two aboard, and Monroy makes his first appearance since being activated off the development list earlier this week. The 0-1 to Miller is lofted high in the air to center. Craig, shielding his eyes from the sun, drifts towards left center and makes the catch for the first down here in the 8th. Miller falls to 0-for-4. Monroy, prior to hitting the development list, had appeared in 4 games, worked 5 innings, and had given up 15 runs, 12 earned. That's a 21.6 ERA. Walked 7, struck out 3, hit 4 batters as well. It was a rough start to the year for Edward. The pitch. Blaze Jordan takes a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees for strike 1. But Monroy, left-handed pitcher, 5'11", 198, 20 years old, out of Venezuela. The pitch just outside with the breaker, 1-1. One-one pitch. Jordan swings, foul tips it, held onto by Willems, and the count's 1-1. Or 1-2, beg your pardon. Monroy the full wind, here it comes. And Jordan slams one deep out to left. Higgins gives it a cursory look, but that baseball is way out of here. Plays Jordan punishes a solo homer out to left, so over the second set of adds. And Salem gets it back to a one-run game. It's 4-3 here in the eighth. Just a hanging slider from Edward Monroy. 426 off the bat of Jordan. Jordan with his second home run of the week, third of the season. Got a one-run game. Eduardo Lopez flips around and bats from the right side now. Switch hitter. And the first pitch he swings and pops it back and out of play for strike one. But Monroy hit the development list, worked so hard with pitching coach Joe Hommacher. Prove his velocity and control. The 0-1, fastball misses high, 1-1. Alex Pham starting to loosen out in the bird's pen now. And the work that I saw them do was magnificent. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the fastball, 1-2. As Monroy's velo was getting up to 90 out in the pen, couldn't quite break 91. He got way more tilt and explosiveness on his pitches. The pitch, outside, 2-2. Monroy, four pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. 4-3 game, top of the eighth. One out, nobody on. Full windup and the pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner, and the count's full. Payoff pitch. Down in the dirt, ball four. Lopez walks, and now the tying run aboard. First Salem here with one out in the eighth. Brings up Carson Simmis, 1-for-3 with a double back in the second. Simmis from the right side. Monroy from the stretch, straightens up at the letters. The pitch, popped out of play. Back behind home for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. 4-3 game in the eighth, Birds lead the pitch. Simmis takes inside, hits off of Willems, then the home plate umpire, and up to second goes Lopez. Now the tying run in scoring position for Salem. We haven't seen a run up on the board since back in the fifth. Creed Willems RBI triple. And now Salem threatening with a run here in the eighth. Now a chance to tie it. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked. It's 1-2. The pitch, and Simmis blasted into right center field. Baloney, right fielder, into the gap, makes the catch. Tagging from second, heading to third is Lopez. The throw is cut off, and he advances to third now with two away, and Jose Garcia coming to the plate. Tying run now 90 feet away for Salem. Now to the mound goes manager Felipe Rojas Jr. He hasn't made a point out to the bullpen yet. And we'll see what will happen. Pham is making his way in from the pen, so that will be it for Monroy. Or as Pham hasn't, he started walking, now he stopped. Let's see what they're going to do. Felipe giving instructions the entire infield. Hasn't made a point to the pen yet, and I don't think it's going to come. And finally it does. Monroy departs from the game. Alex Pham comes on out of the pen. The tying run at third, two outs here in the eighth. Alex Pham, the new pitcher, will be back with him on the mound on the other side of this break. Birds lead 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for game nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. We'll make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the eighth, it's a one-run lead now for the Shorebirds, 4-3, as Alex Pham replaces Edward Monroy on the Stegnet call of the bullpen. Monroy allows, for now, one run on one hit, one walk, no strikeouts, two-thirds of a frame for him. Gives up the solo homer to Blaze Jordan. Eduardo Lopez walks. He's now at third with two outs as Pham will try to strand him there with the tying run. Alex making his second appearance of the week. Fifth overall in the season in eight innings. Pham has struck out 11, walked 5, 7 hits, 2 runs both earned, and he is 1-for-1 in save chances. 22 years old out of California, drafted in the 19th round out of San Francisco last year. 5'11", 165 righty. Crossfire set, deals to Jose Garcia in the first pitch curveball, is at the knees for strike one. Pham just a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, cutter. Went three innings against Salem back on Wednesday, allowed a run on three hits, the pitch. And Garcia smokes it right back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Lopez walks on home from third to score, and Jose Garcia with an RBI single has tied us at four here in the eighth. Run will be charged to Monroy, also be tagged with a blown save. Garcia, his second hit of the now. Here's Phillip Sykes. Pham from the belt, here's the pitch. Cutter down and away for ball one. Sykes 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, and that is a small bit of revenge for Salem against Pham there, as Alex was the one who closed it out against Salem on the final day of the season last year, 1-0. Curveball high for ball two. That it kept Salem from making the postseason. And Alex, even though he had been with the Shorebirds for all of 2 weeks at that point, actually knew what was on the line and felt pretty excited about the moment. 2-0. Sykes lays off, fastball high for ball three. Fastball down the middle, belt tie, 3-1. Go ahead, run at first for Salem here in the eighth. They've tied it at four. 3-1. Fastball swung on and skied to the right side. Second baseman Valdez out into shallow right. Right fielder Baloney calls him off at the last moment and plucks the ball out of midair to retire Sykes and end the inning. Nearly a catastrophe for the Shorebirds. But two runs do come in to score for Salem. They go to the bottom of the eighth, now tied at four. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now.
bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this line at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth in a brand new game. We're tied at four after Salem scores two at the top of the eighth to tie Delmarva. For all the score, Josue Cruz leads it off against Nate Tellier. And the first pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. Carson Carter now warming up out in the Birds bullpen as Pham picked up the final out of the eighth. Carter might come on for the ninth. 0-1 to Cruz. He swings and rips it foul on the ground. First base side, it's 0-2. Josue just 0-for-1 here today. Walked and scored in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. Right on left matchup. Tellier from the stretch with nobody on. And now steps off and wants to go through the signs again. And instead, an automatic ball has been called. Tellier not granted the benefit of the doubt there. The clock reset. And it's 1-2. Here's the pitch, and Cruz fouls it back to stay alive. Shorebirds and Red Sox played 11 last night. Locked up late here again. 1-2. Fastball cut, connect, and Nate Tellier has struck out four in a row out of the bullpen. All swinging. Brings up Creed Willems, who's had himself quite a coming out party after struggling to begin his Delmarva tenure. He's 2-for-2, 2-run homer and an RBI triple. First pitch, breaking ball just a little down and in for ball one. Willems, a ground ball towards the second baseman, Paulino. Up the middle, he fields on the back end and throws to first to retire Willems, and there's quickly two away here in the eighth. Lineup flips the top, and Luis Valdez. Valdez, the leadoff man for the Birds, 1-for-3 with a double back in the third. Switch hitter bats from the left side. 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch. Fastball up and away for ball one. Birds and Red Sox tied at four here in the last of the eighth. Fastball down and in, and Valdez ahead in the count 2-0 against Tellier, who has yet to allow a base runner out of the pen. He's retired five in a row. And Valdez chops it foul, first base side. Nice hands by the Birds first base coach, Danny Fajardo. 2-1. Pitch home. Valdez was trying to step out. Didn't get time called. Tellier fired home. It was on the inside corner. 2-2. From what we saw happen to Blaze Jordan earlier this week. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just outside. Entire Salem defense was headed back to the dugout. Valdez, though, with new life. Counts full. 2 outs. Bottom of the eighth. Nobody on. We're tied at four. Payoff pitch. and Valdez a chopper towards second. On the third hop, Paulino grabs at the chest, throws to first, retires Valdez, and the inning is over. Nate Tellier has retired six in a row out of the bullpen, and we're on to the ninth. Tied at four, Carson Carter coming in out of the pen here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, tied at four, same place as we were yesterday going into the ninth. That one had to be settled in 11. See what the Shorebirds and Red Sox have in store here this afternoon. Carson Carter, the new pitcher on the mound on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Righty fires home to Edinson Paulino, and it's a fastball for a called strike to open the ninth. Top of the order for Salem, Carter replaces Alex Pham, who it was a third of an inning. Does not allow a run, one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. 0-1. Paulino stings it on one hop to second on the backhand. Valdez glove sets his feet, throws to first, and retires Paulino for the first down here in the ninth. Shorebirds were unable to walk it off last night. They'll have another chance here to wrap up the first half of their homestand here on a high note. They've dropped five in a row to Salem, trying to avoid being swept. Brandon Panacci now the batter, 1-for-2 with two walks. Switch hitter bats left, Carter's pitch. Fastball tails just outside for ball one. Carter on the season, 0-2 with a 7.82 ERA. Had his best outing of the season earlier this week against Salem. Back on Thursday, went three scoreless innings, allowed two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. 1-0 misses, and it's 2-0. Undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma last year. Four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. 6-4, 2-12. Ready from the high set, the pitch. And Bonacci lines it into right center field, a base hit over to the gap. Right fielder Bologna cuts it off. That'll hold Bonacci to just a single. For the go-ahead run at first now for the Red Sox here in the ninth. So that brings up Marcelo Meyer. He doubled in each of his first two at-bats and since then has popped up and grounded out. Tied at four, top of the ninth. Carter, letter high set. Here's the pitch. And Meyer takes a fastball down and away for ball one. Bonacci, good speed at first. Conservative lead. The 1-0. Meyer takes, he went around. I thought he did not go through with the swing, but the home plate umpire more than confident in his call there, 1-1. Carter holds, now deals. And the fastball just misses off the outside corner, 2-1. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Salem. Four runs, six hits, and no errors for the Shorebirds. Neither team has made an error in a game plus. Got to go back to Friday night. 2-1. And Myers swings and stings it into right center field. Bologna, a bad route, sees it get by him, and it'll go all the way to the warning track. Racing for third, getting the wave around. Here comes Bonacci. Meyer hangs on at second. Bonacci scores without a play. And Marcelo Meyer on his third double of the game gives Salem a 5-4 lead here in the ninth. Not sure Bologna had a play to actually grab that ball before it hit the grass, but I think he could have cut it off before it went by him. Took a very sharp angle. Ends up costing the Shorebirds. Salem now with a 5-4 lead. Now Meyer at second and Tyler Miller the batter. First pitch. Fastball on the outer edge for strike one. So Carter now on the hook, potentially for his third loss of the season if the Shorebirds can't catch. Miller swings and misses. Fastball down and away, 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball misses down and away for ball two. One, two. Swing and a miss. Miller chases the fastball running outside. Carter with the second out here in the ninth. Meyer stays put out at second, and there's two away. So that brings up Blaze Jordan, who started the Salem comeback last inning with a solo homer out to left. Off of Edward Monroy. Man at second, two outs. It's 5-4 Red Sox in the ninth. Pitch. Curveball is low for ball one. Fastball up and away for ball two. Carter wants to work around Blaze Jordan. Eduardo Lopez is on deck. Switch hitter would bat from the left side. And Jordan, a worm burner right to the second baseman, Valdez. Scoops it up, throws to first, retires him. For the final out of the inning, but the damage done. Marcelo Meyer, his third double of the game, drives in Brainerd Bonacci. And it's a 5-4 Red Sox lead as we go to the last of the ninth. Shorebirds need one to tie, two to win it here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last in the ninth, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 5-4. New arm on the mound for Salem. It's Joey Stock on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Nate Tellier leaves in line for the win as he pitches two scoreless innings, the seventh and eighth, strikes out four. Stock on to relieve him. He's 2-for-2 in save chances this season. The first pitch to Noelbert Romero is up and in for ball one. Shorebirds have been held without a hit since the fifth inning. As Red Sox pitching since the fifth, 1-0. Romero swings and pops it up back behind home. 1-1. Red Sox pitching has actually retired 10 in a row. Six by Wickelman, Gonzalez, and Nate Tellier. Romero 1-for-3. He singled back in the first, calls time, and steps out. Stock 1-1 with a 2.57 ERA, making his 11th appearance. 21 innings, he struck out 26, walked 10. The pitch. Romero hits one sky high behind home. Catcher Garcia off with the mask, just runs out of room. Two rows deep. 1-2. Stock 6'5", 210 pounds out of Division III St. John's. Closed out the game earlier this week back on Thursday through two scoreless innings, striking out three, walking two, allowed a hit, the pitch. Fastball misses upstairs, 2-2. Last night took 11 innings. 5-4 win for Salem. Shorebirds trying to force extras, or if not win it, here in the last of the ninth, down by one. The pitch. And Romero fouls it back and out of play. Lands right on top of our heads. Still 2-2. Two-two again. Romero takes high for ball three, and if Romero can reach, brings Daryl Hernandez to the plate as the winning run. Romero with good speed, too. Maybe try steal a base. 3-2. Romero swings and pops it up. Foul ground right behind home. Catcher Garcia chases after it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Nice play by Garcia. Not an easy one to track on a day with a high sky. And there's one away. Brings up Daryl Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for this game. His team leading sixth. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, 1. Fastball misses outside. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And Hernandez tattoos one into right center field. Lopez on the run has to play it on a hop. Center fielder able to cut it off. Fire it into second. Hold Hernandez to just a single. For the Birds have the tying run aboard here in the ninth. Trail it 5-4. Isaac Bologna comes to the plate as the winning run. Hernandez with great speed at first. Shorebirds dare send him. 7-for-7 in stolen bases this year. Garcia's already caught one runner tonight, or this afternoon. That was Luis Valdez at third. Bologna has homered three times in the season. Switch hitter bats left. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Bologna takes inside, nearly got him on the shoulder. 1-0. Luke Montz in the Salem dugout, telling his right fielder Carson Simmons to back up in right. No doubles defense. 1-0. Maloney pops it up, out of play, 1-1. Felipe Rojas flashes the signs from the third base coach's box to Hernandez across the diamond. 1-1 on Bologna. The pitch just off the inside corner, 2-1. Shorebirds haven't won a one-run game all season long. They've lost 2-1 pitch. Bologna takes high for ball three. One nothing, game one, 5-4 on Wednesday, and 5-4 again last night. They trail at 5-4 here in the ninth. Tying run at first, one out, 3-1 on Bologna. Kicking the pitch. Bologna rips one out into right, Simmons towards the gap, he won't get there, it goes all the way to the wall. Hernandez flying around third, he's being sent to the plate, the relay throw won't come, Hernandez scores standing, and Isaac Bologna ties us at 5 here in the 9. The clutch hit the Shorebirds have been searching for all season long finally surfaces, and it's Isaac Bologna, his second RBI double of the afternoon. He's now the winning run at second with Davis Tavares coming to the plate. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach Nick Green to chat with Sock. He suffers his first blown save of the season. Bologna now at second, the winning run. And the Shorebirds with a chance to walk it off. Davis Tavares, the batter, is 0 for 3. We're tied at 5 here in the 9. Right on right matchup, Stock leans in for the sign. Bologna leads away from second. Here's the first pitch. Tavares, a chopper towards short. Meyer comes in, gloves, sets his feet, throws to first. To retire Tavares, Bologna moves to third. Now with 2 outs in the 9. Wild pitch, passed ball, a balk. Error wins it for the Birds. Trendon Craig wants to do it himself. Craig 0 for 3 in his first week with the Shorebirds. Trying to make it a memorable end to it. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball at the knees, inside. Bologna, the winning run at third. We're tied at 5 here in the 9. Stock, set the belt. The 0-1. And Craig, a chopper towards second. Coming in to grab it, Paulino. He gloves, flips to first in time to get Craig and end the inning. But the Shorebirds force us to extras for the second straight game. Isaac Bologna with an RBI double into right center. And we go to the 10th. Tied at 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
For the second straight game, we go to extras. Tied at 5 between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Top of the 10th coming up here. plays. Jordan will be the automatic runner to start out at second as Eduardo Lopez begins the frame at the plate against Carson Carter, who kept it a one-run game, gave the Birds a chance to tie it. Lopez, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away for ball one. Both teams last night went scoreless in the first extra frame. And then it was the 11th Salem back-to-back fly balls to start the inning. Moved their runner around to score. Win that game 5-4. 1-0. Heater up and away for ball two. On deck, Carson Simmons. Plays Jordan, leads away from second, the pitch. And Lopez pops it out of play, 2-1. Shorebirds play the outfield straight away, infield straight up. 2-1. Lopez again gets under it, sends it out of play, third base side, and the count's even at 2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes on Lopez. Jordan at second, nobody out. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him on the fastball, down and in. Willems picks it, tags out Lopez to complete the strikeout. There's one away here in the 10th. Brings up Carson Simmons. Simmons 1-for-4, doubled back in the second. Go ahead, run out at second here in the 10th for Salem. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. 11 innings last night for the Shorebirds was the longest game they've played this season. Actually, Hugo Beltran, who pitched the 11th in that game, is up out in the Birds' bullpen. 1-0. Salem trying to complete the sweep here this week as Carter calls time. He'll tie his shoelace out behind the mound. Shorebirds trying to avoid their second 7-game losing streak here this season already. Good start to the 10th for Carter with the strikeout. Now 2-0 on Simmons. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and away. Nice backhand stop by Willems. Keeps it in front. And it's 3-0. On deck, Jose Garcia. He tied the game at 4. Back in the 8th, RBI single off of Alex Pham. 3-0 pitch. Fastball outside at 93 for ball 4. Carter loses Simmons on 4 pitches. And that puts men at first and second with one away. Puts the double play in order at least. Now batting the catcher, number 3, Jose Garcia. Garcia 2-for-3, 2 driven in. Birds haven't rolled a twin killing all week long. Tied at 5 in the 10th, the pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner for ball 1. Right on right matchup. Carter, letter high, sent the pitch. There's a good curveball outside corner, 1-1. Carter looking as sharp as he's ever been here this week. 3 shutout innings. Earlier this week, his career best. Just look locked in. 1-1. Curveball cut on and missed. A little harder there from Carter at 83, down and away. Garcia chases. Men at first and second, 1 out, top of the 10th. Tied at 5. Jose Garcia, the batter. Carson Carter on the hill. Now steps off. 1-2. Rolled on the ground to third. Diving stop by Romero. Gets up, tags the base, and holds onto the ball. What an exceptional play by Noelbert Romero. He saves the game for the Shorebirds. Full extension dive towards the third base line. Comes up with it. Heads up play to get to the bag, and there's two away. Now can Carter make good on the play and retire Sykes to get out of the frame unscathed. Two on, two out. Tied at five in the first pitch breaker. It's on the inside corner for strike one. It's not the first great play we've seen Romero make this season, but right down the third baseline, his jersey now covered in chalk because of the dive. Man, what a play. The 0-1. Sykes swings and misses. 0-2. Sykes 0 for 4 tonight. Tied at 5 here in the 10th. Men at first and second, two out. Carter to the set. Here's the pitch. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Carter punches out Sykes on three straight breaking balls and sends us to the home half of the 10th, tied at 5. Birds can walk it off with a run here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase them today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the 10th, we're tied at 5. Combination of Carson Carter and phenomenal defense from Noelbert Romero give the Shorebirds a chance to walk it off in the home half of the 10th. Salem and Delmarva locked at 5, and Ryan Higgins leads it off with Trendon Gregg, the automatic runner out at 2nd. Higgins 1 for 3 this afternoon, had a chance to win it last night in the 11th, but popped up. Right-on-right matchup with Joey Stock, his second inning out of the pen. The first pitch to Higgins. It's a fastball high for ball one. Stock trying to recover after being tagged with the blown save in the 9th. Stranded Bologna at 3rd to end that frame, send us to extras. And now Higgins trying to win it for the Birds. Tied at 5, Birds trying to avoid the sweep this week. 1-0. Higgins swings and misses, 1-1. Craig, phenomenal speed out at 2nd. Paulino holds him tight. The 1-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Higgins lays off for ball 2. Josue Cruz on deck. Stock to the belt. Here's the 2-1. Higgins lays off just a little high. 3-1. Pitch. Higgins swings and misses. Got tied up inside by a fastball and the count's full. Michael DeSone is thrown on a helmet down the Shorebirds dugout, stretching out his legs. Looks like he'll pinch run if he needs to here in the inning. 3-2 on Higgins, the pitch, and Higgins swings and fouls it back and out of play. We stay at 3-2. Extra innings here on Getaway Day Sunday. Bottom of the 10th, tied at 5. Winning run at 2nd. The 3-2 again. Higgins swings and pops it up in front of the Salem dugout, first base side. Jordan gives it a look, but it lands on top of the dugout. And Higgins still has life. Stock takes his time back to the mound. Ball behind his back, toes the rubber. 3-2 on Higgins. Craig out at 2nd. Here's the pitch. And Higgins sends another one skyward out of play, first base side. Keeps the at-bat alive. Ball in the gap, or single to the outfield, wins it for the Shorebirds with Craig's speed. Delmarva with 8 hits here this afternoon, their most this week. The pitch. Higgins swings a couple of steps. He's lining it up. He makes the catch. Craig stays put at 2nd, won't even bluff a tag. There's one away. So that brings up Josue Cruz. Josue 0-2. He walked and scored back in the third. In the same situation last night, Salem opted to intentionally walk the batter, set up a double play. This time, though, they'll pitch to Cruz. Winning run at 2nd, 1 out. Here's the first pitch. Cruz, a little worm burner, back in the middle. Craig freezes. Now Meyer has the baseball at short, and he has Craig in a run down. The throw to 3rd, and Craig tagged out as Cruz is safe at 1st. Craig froze on the ball up the middle. By the time he took off for 3rd, Meyer fielded the ball at short. Got him in the rundown in between 2nd and 3rd, and now Michael Desson will pinch run for Josue Cruz at 1st.
Now pinch running for the Shorebirds, number 26, Michael Desson.
Probably means if we go to an 11th, Ryan Higgins will come in and play 1st base. Pelloni will move to left, and Desson into center. Creed Willems doesn't want that to happen, though. Willems, 2-for-3, 2-run homer, and RBI triple this afternoon. Tied at 5, bottom 10. Winning run at 1st. 1st pitch home. Willems takes outside for ball 1. Creed's homer back in the 3rd was his first career long ball. 1-0. Creed, a hard grounder right at the second baseman, Paulino. Either 2nd straight game. We go to the 11th. Tied at 5 here from Purdue Stadium on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
We go to the 11th for the second straight game, this time tied at 5 between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Hugo Beltran takes over for Carson Carter on this TechNet called the bullpen. Carson goes two innings, allows one run on two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. Hugo pitching the 11th for the second straight game. Hugo took the tough luck loss last night, allowed the automatic runner at second to score. He's now 0-1 with a 1.59 ERA. 11 in the third innings, nine strikeouts, one walk. It's outside of the unearned run last night, allowed a hit, struck out a batter. First pitch to Edinson Paulino misses outside for ball one. It was Paulino's sack fly in the 11th last night that won it for Salem. He starts with Phillip Sykes out at second. Beltran the high set, 1-0. And Paulino swings and misses on the breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. Hugo, sinker, cutter, slider, changeup. Faces Paulino, who's 0-for-4 here tonight. One one, misses down and away, 2-1. Hugo, 6-1, 190, comes set. It's 2-1 pitch, curveball down and away. And it's 3-1. On deck, Prainer Bonacci. Right on left matchup. Beltran will look to second. Now the pitch. Cutter misses outside. Ball four. He walks Paulino to start the frame. Puts men at first and second with nobody out for Bonacci. And we'll see whether or not Salem thinks about a sacrifice bunt with Marcelo Meyer on deck. Manager Luke Mond splashes the signs from the third base coach's box. Romero at third plays in. Higgins at first playing way back. No sign of a bunt on the first pitch as it's in there for a called strike. Panacci switch hitter bats left. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Out in the bullpen, Adenis Bautista getting loose for Salem. Five all the score, top of the 11th. 1-1. And Bonacci, a bouncer, back off of Beltran on the mound. He doesn't know where it is. Now picks it up, flings to first. Not in time. Beltran knocked it down the mound. It popped up into the air, landed in front of his feet. He didn't know where it was. By the time he picked it up and threw it, couldn't beat Bonacci. Infield single for Brainer, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for Marcelo Meyer. But first, the trainer Julio Ibarra out to the mound to check on Hugo, make sure he's okay. It kind of got him right on the hip. Wasn't hit all too hard. Bonacci now with a three-hit game. And it looks like Hugo will be okay to stay in this game. And hoping my eyes aren't deceiving me here, but nope, that is the case. Michael Montecone is warming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen as the Birds are running out of pitchers here. Beltran is the sixth man out of the pen. Seventh arm total So should this game go to a 12th or Beltron have trouble here in the 11th, we're going to see Monte Cone. Marcelo Meyer, the batter, 3-for-5, 3 doubles, a run driven in. Bases loaded, nobody out. Middle infield plays back, corners in. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and misses for strike. Meyer, the fourth overall pick of Boston last year, trying to come through in the clutch. Beltran's 0-1. And Meyer, a hot smash on the ground to Valdez at second. He fields, flips to second for one, relay to first, not in time. Another bang-bang play at first, doesn't go the Birds' way. Meyer, an RBI fielder's choice, and Salem gets the lead at 6-5 here in the 11th. Sykes scores. Meyer drives in his second of the game. It's a great turn from both Valdez and Hernandez. Not enough to get it done. Man in the corner is now one out for Tyler Miller. Left-handed batter 0-for-5. The first pitch. He swings and grounds it foul. First base side for strike one. So 0-1 on Miller. He struck out 3 times. Corners in again. Beltran high set. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball. It's 0-2. Hit in the air to left. Stason backing up, still backing up, finally makes the grab, tagging from third and coming home to score is Paulino as the throw in cut off. It's a 2-run lead for Salem, sack fly and RBI for Tyler Miller, and it's 7-5 Red Sox in the 11th. Paulino scores. Brings up Blaze Jordan. Meyer still at first. Now 2 outs. Jordan, right-handed batter. 1-for-5 with a solo homer this afternoon. First pitch. Runner goes. It's a weak tapper. Back up the middle. Second baseman Valdez behind the bag. Gloves and throws sidearm to first to retire Jordan and end the inning. But Salem plates 2 in the inning. And we go to the last of the 11th. Shorebirds need 2 to tie, 3 to win it. They're down 7-5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the 11th, Shorebirds down 7-5 here against the Red Sox. Salem plates 2 in the top. And the Birds will start out with Creed Willems out at second base and a new arm on the mound. It's a Denny's Bautista on this TechNet called the bullpen. Bautista appearing for the second time this week, 10th game overall. He's pitched well this year, 6'3", 170-pound righty. His first pitch to Valdez is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. First baseman Blaze Jordan calling for it, and he makes the catch on the warning track. From the sidewall for the first down here in the 11th. Valdez 1-for-5 now. Bautista, right-handed pitcher. 15 innings, 19 strikeouts, 7 walks. This is his first save opportunity. He was traded to Boston from Cleveland in 2019 for Sandy Leone. And Albert Romero, now the batter. He's 1-for-4, the first pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Shorebirds will have the tying run at the plate. Basically all inning long. Home run could send us to the 12th. Bautista from the belt, the 1-0. Fastball called strike, letter high outside corner. 1-1. One-one. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Down and away. It's 1-2. Seven-5 Red Sox, last of the 11th. Second straight 11-inning game for the Birds. The pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Garcia loses it under his feet, but Willem's not going anywhere from second. 2-2. Bautista comes ready, the pitch, and Romero pops it up, back and out of play. We stay at 2-2. On the ninth, it got that rally started, pushed us to extras, scored on Isaac Bologna's RBI double. The 2-2. Romero takes just a little low, and the count's full. Gutsy take from Romero there. Willem's at second, one out in the 11th. 3-2 home, and Romero takes inside ball four. Tying run now on base for the Birds. And Daryl Hernandez comes to the plate. Out to the mound goes the manager, Luke Mons, for a heart-to-heart. Gotta give credit to Mons whenever he's come out to the mound and visited with either his pitcher or defense. He has had the magic touch this week. Yesterday, the intentional walk in the 10th set up the double play chance that was converted. In the 11th, he did the same thing after Creed Willems was hit by a pitch to put the tying run on, or the winning run on base. This time, it's a walk to Romero. He's down the tying run at first. Willems at second, and Daryl Hernandez the winning run at the plate. Daryl 1-for-4. He singled and scored in the 9th. Hernandez leads the team with 6 homers this season, as many as he had all last year. First pitch. Hernandez reaches for it and pops it up on the infield. Infield fly rule called. Second baseman Paulino makes the catch. And that's the second out in the inning. So it's up to Isaac Bologna, just like it was in the 9th. Bologna tied it with an RBI double. Can he pull off the magic again? Switch hitter bats left. Shorebirds trail 7-5 in the 9th. And out away from being swept. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in for ball one. Nice pick by Garcia. Otherwise, tying run would have moved into scoring position. So 1-0 on Bologna. 7-5 Red Sox in the 11th. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Hitters count now for Isaac. Shorebirds have just 1 home run all week. That was Hernandez yesterday. Then add on Willems today. Make it 2. 2-0. Maloney takes high for ball three. Now the question is the green light. And Felipe in the third base coach's box says one place, one pitch, one spot. If it's there, go for it. Maloney, the winning run of the plate, 7-5 Red Sox in the 11th, 2 outs. The 3-0 from Bautista. And Maloney swings and hammers it. Deep right center. Simmons goes back, looks up. It's gone! A walk-off three-run bomb for Isaac Maloney. And the Shorebirds win it, 8-7. Maloney to the plate, and he gets doused. Put him on your back, Maloney. Take him home. He wins it for the Birds. 8-7 the final. What a win for the Shorebirds. What a way to snap a six-game losing streak. 8-7 the final. Walk-off three-run homer for Isaac Maloney. Wins it in the 11th. 426 feet worth of a Maloney bomb. And the Birds win it 8-7. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, bring you the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final here on Sunday afternoon. It's Delmarva 8, Salem 7. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mattis Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show, and what a post-game show do we have for you today. The Shorebirds in 11, snap a six-game losing streak, avoid a series sweep, all thanks to Isaac Filloni. Literally, he ties it in the ninth and wins it in the 11th. An unreal performance from Isaac as the Shorebirds win it by a final of 8-7 here on Sunday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you. And man, this Shorebirds team, for as weird of a first month as it's been, it's had some very low lows, but this, the pinnacle, the highest of highs, despite the Birds losing 5 out of 6 in the series for the third time this season, walk away very happy here at the end of today. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Say in the first, run-scoring wild pitch, brought home Brandon Bonacci. Birds tied it in the bottom of the first. Isaac Filloni, his first of two RBI doubles in the game. In the second, Salem took the lead. Jose Garcia sacrificed fly. Shorebirds then took the lead back. In third, Creed Willems, his first career homer. A two-run shot out to left gets overshadowed by Filloni here today. 3-2 lead for the Birds. They pushed it out to 4-2. Creed Willems, an RBI triple in the fifth. Salem, though, rallied in the eighth, scored two. Blaze Jordan in a solo homer. Jose Garcia, an RBI single, tied it. Salem took the lead in the ninth, RBI double for Marcelo Meyer. And the Birds answered Isaac Filloni's first case of big-time heroics. An RBI double in the bottom of the ninth tied us at 5. Played a scoreless 10, so we went to the 11th. Salem played it 2. Sack fly, or RBI fielder's choice for Marcelo Meyer, followed by a sack fly for Tyler Miller. Made it 7-5. The Birds in the bottom half of the frame had the automatic runner starting out at second. That was Creed Willems. After Luis Valdez popped out, Noel Bert Romero worked a walk. Darryl Hernandez then popped out. And then Isaac Filloni connected for his fourth homer of the season, a three-run shot. The first three-run homer of the season for the Shorebirds is a winner. A walk-off winner, their first walk-off home run since 2019, when one J.C. Encarnacion hit a walk-off grand slam against the Lakewood Blue Claws after the Birds were no-hit for the first 8 1/3 innings. Today, Shorebirds go home winners, your final 8-7. Your final line score here in this one for Salem, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. For the Birds, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Salem leaves a staggering 12, while Delmarva leaves just 2. Hugo Beltran the win, he improves to 1-1. Adenis Bautista takes the loss. He falls to 1-1. We started at 2-0, called around 5:04 for a time of game of 2 hours and 58 minutes is what I have it at. We'll see what the official time comes down as. Attendance hasn't been reported yet, but just know every single person in attendance goes home happy here today on Isaac Filloni's walk-off 3-run homer to win it for the Shorebirds here this afternoon. Let's get you some Carolina League scores now, as the Birds, the last of the early start times, they have yet to go final here today. As around the rest of the league, hold on 1 second, the computer decides to go on the fritz for me. Let's see here. Well, actually, I lied to you. Carolina and Fayetteville still ongoing. It's 12-6 Mudcats in the top of the ninth against Fayetteville. Shorebirds walk it off on Salem, 8-7. Charleston and Myrtle Beach still have to get underway. They'll have first pitch in about an hour. Down East, 11-2 winners over Lynchburg. Kannapolis comes back and upends Fredericksburg with 2 in the ninth to win it, 6-5. That is a huge win for Kannapolis as they improve to 17-16. Augusta, 5-2 win over Columbia with 3 in the bottom of the 8th to steal that one away. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's go to Birdland. It's gone final from Detroit. 5-1 win for the Tigers as the Orioles swept out of Motown. Tough weekend up in the mitten for the Birds at Detroit. Other scores from Birdlands, Bowie and Reading about to get underway in their doubleheader here this evening. Aberdeen, a 3-2 win over Hudson Valley. Dante Williams with his second homer of the season. Memphis defeats Norfolk 5-4. Kyle Stowers, Kelvin Gutierrez, and Bo Taylor all go yard for the Tides in the loss. Those are all the scores from the teams and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn the page to the Birds' next game. It won't be tomorrow. Tomorrow, we rest. Off day for the Shorebirds on Monday. We'll be back in action at 11 a.m. Tuesday morning. Shorebirds taking on the Fredericksburg Nationals. And for one of the rare few times, I can actually tell you who the starters are going to be. Typically, we don't get that information until tomorrow. But for Fredericksburg, it is going to be Dustin Sines on the mound. Shorebirds go to the tandem of Ryan Long and Dan Hammer on Tuesday morning. First pitch again at 11:05. We'll talk to you with coffee and donuts in hand at 10:50. That about wraps it up for today's broadcast. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for a thrilling victory here today for the Shorebirds. Big thanks to everybody who helps put on this wild show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until Tuesday at 10:50, we'll talk to you then. Enjoy the Monday off day. And until Tuesday, I've been Sam Jelinek. And this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.